Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Victory at the Supreme Court for a foster care ministry. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom to talk about this important case is Holly Mead. Well, Holly, this was an amazing decision at the United States Supreme Court. Unanimous. It was 9-0 with regards to the result. It was regarding a foster care agency or ministry, the Catholic Social Services out of Philadelphia, called the case name Fulton versus City of Philadelphia. And the City of Philadelphia actually mandated that these foster care and adoption ministries include LGBTQ, in other words, that they place children, either temporarily or permanently, in LGBT and Q households. And the Catholic Social Services objected. So did some of the parents, the foster care parents, that are licensed under the social services ministry, and they filed suit, and they took it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and they won 9-0. We want to unpack this case, and also I want to compare this, by the way, to the Bethany Christian Services, because you had two different responses. The Bethany Christian or Social Services that does similar ministry with foster care, parenting, and adoption, caved when this policy came in. And they compromised, set aside their religious values, and they caved. But the Catholic Social Services said, no, we're not going to cave. They filed suit, and they won, and that victory will benefit everyone.
Yeah, you know, this started back in March 2018. The city actually canceled its contracts with Catholic Social Services because they will not allow same-sex couples, you know, to have children, which is against their beliefs, common sense, might I add. And, of course, this happened not long after the city put out an urgent call for 300 families to provide foster care. So they're saying, we need all these families for foster care, but yet we're going to cancel your contract because you stand for traditional biblical marriage.
Yeah, this is really incredible because, let me just reiterate what you just said. The city was having a problem needing more foster care parents. Why? Because more of these children were running into problems through drugs like fentanyl that had become widespread. So they needed more of these kids in foster care, and they didn't have enough families. So they literally sent out a plea to the Catholic Social Services and all the other foster care organizations. We need 300 more foster care families. And then a couple of weeks after that, sent out another directive, but you need to actually be willing to place these kids in LGBTQ households.
Right. It's like they're cutting their own arms off. But you got to remember, these children have already suffered trauma. They've already been kicked to the curb, so to speak. And then you want to put them in a situation where you have possibly sexual abuse and sexual things going on with a same-sex couple?
Yeah, or, you know, somebody that's dressing in drag, or somebody who wants to pretend to be an opposite person from what their birth sex is, or going through all kinds of incredible machinations here. And you then take a child who may have already come from a broken family.
Right. They need the
they
security
need a secure
of a home,
family
the
and
male
a model.
And female. Right.
And so some of these families, they had been in the foster care system for years. Mm-hmm. In fact, one family that was part of this litigation had had many, many over the years foster care children in their home. Mm-hmm. And so if Catholic Social Services says no, it's not going to comply with that LGBTQ policy, that means all of the families that are licensed under Catholic Social Services, they're wiped out as well.
Right. This case was Catholic Social Services and two foster parents, one the late Cecilia Paul and Sharon L. and also Sharon L. Fulton, who is still alive. Together, they have fostered more than 140 children. So that has helped the situation tremendously. And there's more children waiting for foster, you know, homes, but you don't want to put them
in these tragedies. So here's the amazing thing. They need 300 more foster families, but they're willing to wipe out all the Christian or religious groups and wipe out the people who have been in the foster parenting ministry for decades.
Right.
Wipe them out, even though they're desperately in need of 300 more families. So Catholic Social Services, these foster parents, they took the case to the United States Supreme Court, and they won. And it was a 9-0 decision on the result. On the majority decision, I don't want to get too technical, but Chief Justice John Roberts wrote it, Breyer, Sotomayor, Kagan, Kavanaugh, and Barrett. They all joined in that, but then they ended up filing what's called concurring opinions. Barrett filed one, Thomas and Gorsuch and Alito filed a couple, and what did they concur in? Well, they obviously all 9-0 agreed in the result. They agreed that the action by the city of Philadelphia violated the First Amendment for exercise of religion. Why? Because the contract and the policy that Philadelphia has with these social service organizations provides for some exceptions, but they would not give an exception to people based on religious beliefs. So it had some exceptions, but they wouldn't give an exception for religious accommodation. And that was the Achilles heel, and that's why they won this case and the city lost. But the bigger issue is this. The Supreme Court was asked to overrule a 1990 decision called Employment Division versus Smith. Employment Division versus Smith literally changed the free exercise of religion decisions. Up until 1990, even if you had a law that applied to everyone, it was neutral across the board, and it was generally applicable to religious and non-religious actions. For example, that you needed to do a job search and you needed to work, for example, in the context of unemployment. But somebody who's a Sabbatarian, say, for example, a Jewish person or a Seventh-day Adventist or other Sabbatarian, said, I got denied employment because I cannot work on Saturday. And this job required me to work on Saturday, so I couldn't accept that job. Well, that would be something across the board. You need to accept a job if it's offered to you in order to go down this unemployment procedure. You can't refuse a job because you would lose your unemployment benefits. That applies whether you're religious or not. But it has a problem when you apply it to someone of faith that has a specific religious objection. Somebody cannot work on Shabbat, on the Sabbath. Therefore, they can't accept that job. That doesn't apply to other people who don't have that particular conviction that Saturday is the Sabbath or that they're secular. But it does interfere with the free exercise of religion of this particular large group of people, Sabbatarians. You would win on that kind of a case. You would be able to bring a lawsuit and win. But what happened in Smith is it says, no, if it's generally applicable and applies to everybody, then sorry if it bothers your and burdens your religious belief, the religious objector loses. So what does that mean for this case? What it means is the Catholic Charities won because there's exceptions that were given for other non-religious activities, but not for religious activities or religious reasons. So what will happen if now, next year, when they renew their contract, the city of Philadelphia says, we're not going to give exceptions to anyone. That means that we can also then force these religious groups to place children in LGBTQ households. Well, then if that happens, the litigation starts all over again. So the Employment Division versus Smith really altered in a bad way the free exercise of religion. It really altered the First Amendment because the First Amendment is designed to give special treatment, not just equal treatment. We have an equal protection clause for that. First Amendment gives special treatment to religious free exercise. And what Smith did is move it down a notch to just provide equal treatment as opposed to special treatment. That's why we have the First Amendment, for special treatment to say that the government cannot place these burdens on your free exercise of religion. And so that's why Smith needs to be overruled. Barrett decided, along with Kavanaugh, this was not the right case to overrule it. Alito and Thomas and Gorsuch said, no, we should overrule it now and stop wasting our time. I think it should be overruled. It's a great decision at the end of the day for this particular foster care ministry and for others across the country. But we have to overrule the Smith decision of 1990 to go back to the way it was, to provide real teeth in the First Amendment, to provide special treatment, which it's designed to do, not just equal treatment. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.